Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wake up, up, up.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey, waking.
Good morning.
Wake up, up, up.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It's the... Get this tape off my mouth, Don. What's going on here? Hey, CISPA, SOPA, PIPA.
What show is this?
Hey, good morning. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. I remember within the first 10 seconds to say
that's
that.
That's right.
Wow.
Hey, we did it.
Welcome, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Is it two for Tuesday? Wow, we've got some stories that may hint at that. But I think the biggest thing as we start today is the internet censorship bills that have sailed through the House of Representatives that are not representative of anything that we do here. But right now it's going to the Senate today. They known it as CISPA now. They've changed it to CISPA. The latest legislative nightmare to be pumped through, mostly a lobbyist-owned 112th United States Congress. We've got the action kit Stop CISPA in 5 minutes linked up from Business Insider today to kick off the Robert Scott Bell Show, so that there will be a natural news tomorrow, so that there will be a Robert Scott Bell Show tomorrow, so that all the freedom that you love here will not perish into the day or night. Super Don. So you see this. Patriot Act went through, sailed through. Other things sailed through. NDAA sails through. Where do you draw the line? CISPA now in the Senate. We're hoping Rand Paul does a filibuster or whatever he can to stop it. But, you know, this could be I'm seeing all these things in the social media network, Don, about pictures of congressmen that voted and congresswomen that voted for CISPA. And this could be Democrats or Republicans, and they're pictured saying, get this gal, get this guy out. So there is a very rapid response team developing.
Unfortunately,
now,
if you go with the chart, it means get pretty much everybody out.
Well,
I mean, it's, you know, this is not a terribly unpopular bill. And if you think about it, you know, SOPA was the one that everybody got involved and got outraged about. You get corporations and, you know, Google and all of these, you know, internet companies that were opposed to SOPA. And, you know, SOPA didn't go through.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, here comes, you know, CISPA, SOPA, you know.
PIPA.
Whatever. Yeah, it's just, yeah. So here we've got this one. And from what I've read and the people I've talked to, this one is even worse than the other one was.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, and this one's just sailing. Yeah, as you said, it's sailing right through. It's hit the Senate. Now, listen, we've seen the brilliant things that Rand Paul has done in the past when it comes to bills. And he does not have any problem with pissing anybody off in the Senate.
Yes.
And being the lone wolf, much like somebody else we know.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be Ron Paul.
Right.
Yeah, you know, like father, well, like son. So
NDAA passed, and of course SOPA really was something that kind of mobilized a lot of support. We can beat this one back, but it just is this semblance of there's part of America that is awakening and that is saying enough is enough. You know, all these people that are awakening are really a lot of the people that just wanted to be left alone and realize that just by being quiet, they were not going to leave you alone. And I think that's what's mobilizing this. That's what's mobilizing all of these wins for Ron Paul in all of these states. And I tell you, Jerry Doyle, man, went on an amazing 7 or 8 minute rant. We've got that linked up in today's YouTube post. You've got to listen to that. Talking about all the phony conservatives that are lining up behind Mitt Romney. He's like, dude, you guys are just showing your colors here. But these are the conservatives that are all for the so-called censorship. And if you think the censorship of Steve Cooksey, the blogger, the diabetes warrior blogger, is upsetting to you, just watch them wipe out all of the internet through this so-called bill that sailed through Congress, but right now is headed toward the Senate. Listen, we got some amazing things today. It is May Day. I don't know what kind of craziness that the Occupy Wall Street people are going to implement or not, what the threats are, if they're going to send white powder envelopes to us or not. I don't know. But we've got lots of cool
not
stuff.
Not to us.
What? No,
they
wouldn't send it to us, would they?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. But we have all the remedies to counteract this stuff anyway, so we know what to do. Listen, hey, we got Joni coming up, Joni Cox coming up. Remember, she is also on the network, and there's a story about breastfeeding. And Super Don, you and I are not experts at breastfeeding. I don't know. I don't claim to be. So we need to get an expert on about this, because there are hidden costs that they're claiming to breastfeeding. We're going to find out directly from her. She's been through it. She's a super mom as well. We're also going to talk about some diabetes. I've got more updates on the Cooksey. I want to give you perspective on this whole censorship issue, why it is that the First Amendment can seemingly be so easily violated by government on the federal and state level. Also, we'll be hearing from who? Next hour, we have Liam Sheff, superhero sidekick. We're going to talk about the electromagnetic universe, the brown dwarf that we found, the brown dwarf. And it's not from a TV show. It's really out there in the universe, but it could change everything. We've got
Did
that
he
also
have a
we'll
big
talk-
beard and carry what? An axe?
I don't think that's the same guy. No. Also, I'm going to talk arthritis, depression, anxiety, lots of cool remedies here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com. All of the wonderful things that CISPA doesn't want you to know. We're going to tell you today on the air. So stand by for lots more healing where you get it nowhere else but right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man, based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world and a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's May Day. I wonder if that's a call for help. May Day, May Day. It's, you know, May 1st here. And I think there is a May Day on because the war on women just continues. A couple of weeks ago, we covered the story of, what was that, Super Dawn? I think we had Joni on for this.
That was the criticizing of Ann Romney for being a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, well, it wasn't fair that she could stay at home when others couldn't. Now they're attacking breastfeeding. And I'm thinking, two guys talking about breastfeeding might not go over so well, right? And I can't say I was professional at it because, you know, the doctors told my mother that I shouldn't breastfeed, and they put me on baby formula right away. So I was bottle fed, and I was projectiling that stuff out as fast as they put it in me. I should have been breastfed. So there's a lot of controversy about it. But now the controversy is that, hey, it's just too darn expensive to breastfeed. And I'm thinking, wait a second, expensive to breastfeed? Yeah, there's a study off of Medical News Today. Can you believe it? They call it the hidden cost of breastfeeding. And because we're not experts in breastfeeding, I don't know, Don, do you consider yourself an expert in that?
Do you?
No.
We thought we'd bring on an expert of breastfeeding, and she's actually a host right here on the Natural News Radio Network, and she's got her own show. Maybe you've heard of her. Joni Cox, she's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Joni!
Hey, Robert, thank you. There's nothing more homegrown than breastfeeding.
Well, that's for sure, but who knew there was a hidden cost? I'm thinking, what is the hidden cost? Is it emotional trauma to the mother, to the child? Are they talking about setting up little parking meters right next to your breast? It's not free anymore. We're going to charge you. We're going to tax the breast milk. You're going to have to pasteurize it before you give it to your baby. I mean, all of these things dance in my head as I see a story about the hidden cost of breastfeeding. I was thinking, what could they possibly mean?
I don't know, because I breastfed three children for over 3 years each child.
Yeah.
And I actually tandem nursed two at once. That was double duty, you know.
Whoa.
And it didn't cost me anything.
Well, did you invoice the children?
No, but I did. My adrenals did get a little taxed on that. If there's only any taxation going on there, it was, you know, you need to put back in what's going out. That's about the only thing that gets taxed is you can wear your body out just a little bit. But if you're eating good, nutritious, organic food, then you shouldn't really have too much to worry about.
Yeah, well, according to this article at Medical News Today, many breastfeeding proponents, I guess we would all be in that category today, also argue that breastfeeding has financial advantages over formula feeding. They say breastfeeding is free. But according to a new study, and that's what we're talking about, the notion that there's no cost associated with breastfeeding for the recommended amount of time is patently untrue, right? Breastfeeding, and I quote now, this is Mary C. Noonan, an associate professor of sociology at the University of Iowa. So you know this egghead's going to come out with something really dunderheaded. Stand by for this.
Yeah.
Breastfeeding for 6 months or longer is only free if a mother's time is worth absolutely nothing.
Oh, my gosh. Those are fighting words right there.
I'm thinking. I mean, did she ever unleash a breast in university? I don't know. I mean, I'm just pondering, where is this coming from, this idea that mothers are worth nothing? I don't know if she's indicating that. But the thing is, many women want to breastfeed for more than 6 months, and I would encourage it as well, that it can be a very beneficial thing.
It's more than beneficial. I mean, it promotes the bonding between mother and child. It helps, you know, seal up any little porous holes the baby has from being delivered. So from a fetal immunity aspect, the baby is just, their gut is getting colonized with a good, healthy flora. They're gaining immunity from mom's, you know, from her antibodies. Breastfed babies on average score at least 10 points higher on any IQ test. I don't know where the cost is. Okay, maybe you have to buy nursing pads. They're washable. Not a big deal. Most people can get that stuff at a you know, baby shower, a nursing bra. Maybe you're looking at $50. You know, the investment there compared to, let's see, formula feeding, over $6 per day is what it costs to formula feed.
Yeah, easily. And if you do it right, it could be more than that rather than buying the pre-made formulas. I've developed with my mentor many years ago a breast milk substitute for those that could not for any reason continue. So there are options there that you can make it at home. Maybe it's a little less expensive, in fact, when you do that versus buying the pre-formulas. But this is really an amazing thing to think that they could, anybody would state a mother's time is worth absolutely nothing. Then you can say it's free. It's like, come on. Now, we go into the cost of being a homeschool mom. I mean, that's priceless. Or how about
absolutely.
You know, one that takes care of the wife and the husband, the wife and kids. It could be a homeschool dad. We've talked about that as well. But I've, you know, you really can't put a price tag on it. Some people have said that you can. And if so, there's no way I can afford my wife.
Right, exactly. I didn't really realize that being a wife or a mother, you know, is a paid position. That's not why I do it. My motivation is always what I feel is best for my child. You made a point earlier about with breastfeeding, and I might stumble a little here, but nonetheless, this is just the root cause to all of this in my brain as I see it is it really goes back to natural birthing and women not being allowed to believe or not being told or taught to believe that their bodies can birth and do these things naturally. And usually when a woman is set free in that way and does have the power to allow her body to do what it was designed to do, then breastfeeding becomes a very natural thing. But when that birthing process gets interrupted and they kind of have this, you know, subliminal message that your body's inferior, it needs our medical intervention, it needs all of these other things, then most of those women do not go on to breastfeed because they don't have the support that they need from a hospital standpoint or from a, you know, lactation consultant standpoint.
Well, when they come back here on the hidden cost side, Joni, they talk about the substantial income loss to women, as if you know, a woman is born into the world simply to become a profit center of some kind. And I think that also is a corrupted kind of ideal, if you can call it ideal, of a Western materialistic society, that yeah. we're here only to see how much we can gain. How much can we get paid? All of this, all the information that we hear now about income inequality, I'm thinking we're really looking to an external world to fulfill needs that cannot be fulfilled by any amount of money, and that is the mother-son or mother-daughter bond, the child bond.
Right, because the healthier children are more psychologically balanced, and actually studies have been shown that they grow up to be more productive and healthier adults, even in their approach to relationship and even with money. And in every way, children seem to be just definitely more well-balanced as in adulthood just because of a selfless effort by mom to use the milk that she was given for her body to give to the baby.
Hmm. Well, you know, here's something I find interesting. This study that was done, we've got people being quoted in this article, and the people that are putting themselves in these places of authority and knowledge of this situation are professors of sociology. I would venture to bet that if this study would have been done by, let's say, family organizations or groups or something like that, I don't even think they would have done this study, because to me, this is almost offensive, because
it's a waste of money.
Well, it implies that as a parent, being a parent myself, Robert, you're a parent, Joni, you're a parent. When was the last time as you were going cooking dinner or taking care of your kids, taking them to school, changing diapers or doing any of these things, did you stop all of a sudden and go, gee, how much money am I losing by doing this? You don't
exactly.
think about that thing. You don't do it. You know, this is not about money. This is about responsibility. It's about caring and loving your children and wanting to do what's best for them, not about, hey, I wonder how much money I should be getting paid for doing what I'm doing right now. It's not about money. But these professors of sociology, for some reason, in this article, want to try and make this about class warfare. They want to try and make it about the war on women and women, their wages for unpaid work is being undervalued. And really, you know, you talk about the war on women. When I read this article, it makes me feel like this is almost a war on kids.
Yeah.
If you really
get
the spirit of this article, this is about why you shouldn't. It almost makes you think that these professors of sociology are trying to tell you, you know what? Having kids costs too much money. You shouldn't do it.
Well, remember, the field of sociology also goes back, sociology, psychology as well, the socialization of children. I remember B.F. Skinner's work. They were talking about, you know, raising these monkeys on wire frames of you know, images of monkeys versus something that actually feels like, you know, something human, I would say, or animal, and the viciousness or the wickedness with which they look at children, the willingness to raise them in a box or a cage, tells me much that I need to know about the eggheads in the sociological field, that they cannot connect with the real warmth, the real connection, all of the things that make for a functioning society of any kind, much less one that is materialistic, to have kids that are raised by their families. And here they want to take them out of that realm and say, yes, the bottle's the same thing. And, you know, I realize there are some cases where it happens, but I don't have a lot of, let's say, respect for the sociological profession when they come out with something like this.
Oh, no, and how could you? I mean, you know, breastfeeding is the most natural thing. There's milk in those things for a reason. We have a society that hypersexualizes breasts, and, you know, you can't post a breastfeeding, a very sweet and very cute, snuggly breastfeeding picture of you and your child on Facebook because it will be taken down as offensive. But boy, oh boy, you get a Playboy Playmate or a Victoria's Secret model with, you know, more cleavage showing and more of her body showing, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, and the other thing that's really sad about this is at the end of this article, I think the authors of this study and this article pretty much expose themselves as to who it is that they really are and what their agenda is. Because I believe this looks like something that would have come from, you know, the Obama administration.
Right.
Because at the end of the article here, This is what it says, and I'm quoting this. It says, currently, breastfeeding promotion focuses almost exclusively on encouraging women to breastfeed without providing adequate economic and social supports to facilitate the practice. And it goes on to say that legislation more supportive of breastfeeding would include paid parental leave and on-site daycares. So it's almost like they're saying that you know, we need to have some type of socialist structure in order to allow women to be able to breastfeed.
This is amazing, because you think about how long there's been breastfeeding on the planet. Well, about how long have people been on the planet? How long have mammals been on the planet?
How long?
And we got along just fine without economic and social supports to facilitate the practice. Now suddenly we can't breastfeed anymore.
No, and what I think it does, too, is it, again, is just another message telling women that their breasts aren't made for that, or they can't do it, or, you know, that it should not be an option for them, that this is the way to go. And from a public health standpoint, it's very dangerous. Our numbers in America are way low compared to other nations. I mean, other nations understand exactly how important breastfeeding is, and that's why they thrive and perhaps have less illness. But I can't get paid. I can't imagine somebody. I'm offended at somebody even suggesting that they should have to pay me to breastfeed my child. Yeah. It's like paying, you know, the school system with homeschooling and whatnot, you know, even with regard to that, saying, oh, well, don't you want to get paid for the curriculum? Don't you want your school system to pay you to homeschool your kids? No, because it's what I want to do with my kids. That's my, like, God-given right. I don't need to get paid for.
Here they even try to bring in racial inequality, and I'm thinking, come on, go around the world to see all the different races of humans, and they're all capable of breastfeeding. You can go to the African continent, yes. You can go to the Asian continent. Suddenly, No. Racial minorities in America are at a disadvantage to breastfeed.
Go visit a Hispanic community and talk to me about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. I wonder when is it going to get to the point where somebody's going to come out with a study here and start talking about how much people should be compensated for procreation? I mean, isn't that where it's going next?
It could be.
Absolutely. You know, hey, you know, it's the time involved and the effort, and nobody's getting paid for that. We need to legislate some sort of supportive, type thing, you know, in order to compensate for the amount of time. You know, procreation's bad. We shouldn't do that either, right?
Well, socialization of all life, evidently.
There you go.
Of course, we need the government to prop up the breasts that are falling down. This is just so bizarre. Joni, I so much appreciate.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with things heading south. It's just part of the process.
Yeah, well, they
gravity,
call it
gravity. Thank
gravity
you, sir,
or electromagnetic good. Inversion. I don't know, whatever you call it. But Joni, I'm always appreciative of your lovely, feminine, womanly, and worldly perspective here that we cannot bring the same way. Now, I understand Wednesday we got a new show coming up on Homegrown Health. Can you give us a sneak preview?
Yes. Well, May on my show was turning into the Women Month because May is Pregnancy Awareness Month, and I'm going to be speaking with Anna Getty. She is a prenatal yoga instructor, author, and she has put together an event for the last 5 years called Pregnancy Awareness Month, and she's going to tell me all about it. It's going on all over the nation.
Hmm, that sounds fascinating. I wonder if you can get somebody on from the I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant reality TV show. You hear about those?
I have heard about those, and I know right away when I'm pregnant.
I know. They seriously need some training in how to know when you're pregnant, because there are people that had pregnancies all the way through the 9th month, and they give them birth, and it's like they're in a Monty Python skit. Oh, there goes the baby.
Always look on the bright side of life, Robert.
You got it. Well, get back to me if you find anybody that you can interview on that front. But regardless, everybody listen to Homegrown Health. It's a new show every Wednesday on the National News Radio Network. We love Joni very dearly, and she'll also be visiting with all of us at the Health Freedom Expo in June in Chicago, Schaumburg, Illinois.
That's right. I can't wait to see you, Robert.
All right. It'll be great, Joni. Thanks so much. If you think the war on breastfeeding is a war on children, just wait till you hear this next story, the war on kids. It is two for Tuesday, but does that mean two drugs are better than one for diabetes? Stand by.
Sounds like a gum commercial.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's
Scott,
a brave Scott, and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, I almost feel like a DJ, a radio DJ. I know, Super Don, you've done some DJing, right? You go down and do your parties, and people will say, oh, I like that song. Play another from the same band. Of course, that's where this idea of Two for Tuesday came out, right? You
yes.
like that band? We're going to give you two of that
Absolutely.
Band.
Absolutely.
You like that drug? We're going to give you two of that drug. It is a Two for Tuesday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Drug. No, it's kind of weird, but here on the Yahoo News, the Health Day article by Steven Reinberg, two drug therapy help kids with type 2 diabetes. You see the number 2 everywhere? What other things come in twos? Breasts, right? We just did a breastfeeding segment. So, yeah, we're honoring the two kind of numerical theme. Numerology happening here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Pretty wild, huh? Well, yeah. Children with type 2 diabetes may achieve better blood sugar control with a combination of two drugs. Two. Metformin and Avandia. Then with metformin alone, a new study suggests.
No, I just got to say, what? I wonder who sponsored this study. Right?
Yeah, I wonder. It might come clear to us as we're covering this thing. Avandia is also linked to an increased risk of heart attack and stroke. But hey, that's okay. That's two things. That's not just heart attack or just stroke. It's heart attack and stroke. So it's fitting the theme of doubling your danger, doubling down on your danger. And, of course, we recognize that type 2 diabetes, as it's called, used to be called adult onset, but they had to sort of change the name because more and more kids were developing this, is not evidence of a metformin or Avandia deficiency. Avandia, come on, guys. Why do we need to throw more of these meds at these kids? But of course, they say, well, the disease is coming on so fast, Superdon. We got to do something fast. We got to throw more drugs at it, more. According to lead researcher Dr. Philip Zeitler, a professor of medicine at the University of Colorado in Denver. Now, they wanted, why Avandia as a companion medication? They actually chose it not knowing that the heart problems were risk. There were risk for cardiac problems. So why are they still saying it's better after finding out that, oh my gosh, we could be harming these children already with type 2 diabetes? You're at a lot of risk for cardiovascular events to begin with. So why would they, you know, stick by this Avandia nonsense?
Robert, they've been pushing Avandia for a long time. This is not the first time Avandia has made the airwaves on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
No, it is not.
But, you know, I mean, look, you've got Avandia, which I think is a GSK drug. Mm-hmm. You've got metformin, otherwise known as Glucophage, which is a Bristol-Myers Squibb. Yep. And this particular guy here, this Dr. Philip Zeitler, thanks to ProPublica, which we highlighted them when they came out with their Dollars for Docs database.
Yeah.
You know, Philip Zeitler, he's a paid hack for Pfizer.
Well, there's a lot of connections between all the drug companies and industry. And what we call them is drug guns for hire. These are the guys that will completely disavow any knowledge of nutrition. You know, like we've talked about Steve Cooksey, the diabetes warrior, and how he was able to overcome his diabetes type 2 with simple nutritional shifts that went more into the paleo perspective and pretty much went against the advice of his doctors and his dietitians that he was interacting with from the hospital and outside the hospital. And here we have doctors that are still so far behind the times that they're actually saying, if one drug is not good enough, two drugs are better. Well, why not throw three? Hey, why not just give them 10? Forget food altogether. Eat this pill. Eat 100 of these pills.
Why not? Well, look, you know, how many times have you seen people when they get older, they become elderly. These people are on so many different drugs. They've got 10, 15, 20 different drugs that are taken a day. Mm-hmm. This might just be a new strategy. It's like, you know, we don't want to wait until they get older. Let's start them now.
Yeah.
You know, let's have multiple drugs as if that is the answer. This also reminds me of the situation where you've got the drug companies that are going to be losing money because they've got drugs that are going to be going generic, right?
Yeah.
So what is it they're doing now? They're bundling the generic drug with a drug that they've got a patent on, making a new drug or a new treatment, and that way they can continue to make money off the generic.
Another brilliant assessment, Super Don. The report was published online April 29th, just 2 days ago, to coincide in the New England Journal of Medicine, to coincide with a planned presentation of the finding at the Pediatric Academic Society's annual meeting in Boston. The National Institute, you follow the money here, the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases funded the research. Notice, interestingly enough, in the name of that group I just mentioned, National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases, no mention of prevention at all. Not that if they did, it would be anything that would mean anything, but here they're not even under the pretense of prevention. It is all about the disease, keeping the disease going, and that's where the profit center is. So you know that the pharmaceutical companies sponsor these major events through New England Journal of Medicine, which does take a lot of drug money. Remember, we interviewed many years ago Dr. Marcia Engel. She was the, editor of the New England Journal. And she talked about the drug company and, you know, basic funding of this, that you couldn't tell what was legitimate science anymore. So this whole point of promoting two drugs instead of one for kids with diabetes is most certainly pharmaceutical, what would we call it, genocide of some kind, because it's very toxic for these kids who don't need the drug, who need to change their diet, who need to have their parents do something different with them, who need to replenish, for instance, their GTF chromium stores in their body. You know, we get the food-grown GTF chromium from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com, and my daughter, funny enough, she's only almost seven, and she can swallow the pill no problem. My son refuses to swallow a pill, so I just have him chew it up with his food, since it is food. It's not fake. It is food. And by doing that, getting 100 micrograms in them at least once a day, or if you're older, a teenager, or an adult with this thing, 100 micrograms of the GTF chromium 3 times a day, you can see the reduction in reliance on any of these medicines, and then ultimately, like Steve did with Steve Cooksey, the blogger, who said, you know, listen, I just ate my way out of diabetes instead of eating my way into diabetes and then relying upon pills from that moment forward. So there are amazing ways that you can address these blood sugar issues without resorting to the metformins and Avandias of the world. We know that for certain, and I know many new listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show would like to believe that it's true, but all you need to do is read all of the testimonials that the dietitians don't want you to hear from people like Steve Cooksey, who've overcome it through nutrition changes.
Well, I love it in this article. They say here that metformin is probably not as effective as we've assumed.
Yes.
Really? So the answer is, hey, let's throw another pill in there too. And no mention of side effects in this situation.
Nothing whatsoever.
You know, which is something we all – why do we always have to be the ones to point this crap out?
Yeah.
You know, come on, guys. Look, there are side effects to every pill. And you can talk to a doctor, and they just say it like it's just matter of fact. You know, when you approach a doctor, when you go to a doctor's appointment, and say, but you know, guys, well, what about the side effects? Well, all drugs have side effects.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think is going to happen if you add a second pill to the treatment of these children?
Well,
you're doubling the side effects.
Think about that. Doubling again. Remember this whole program? We're talking about two for everything, doubling everything. It's not surprising. It's not surprising that combination is better than monotherapy, says Zonzina, another guy here. We want to be aggressive in treating type 2 diabetes in children. But we have to balance the risk and benefit of these drugs. Oh, yeah, really? You have to balance the risk and benefit? Well, what's the data say? He goes on to say, well, we really don't have good data. And we don't have good medications to treat. So what are you doing? But we're worried about heart and liver problems. What do you think toxic drugs are going to do to the heart and the liver?
Yes.
When we could simply remember the GTF chromium also helps with elevating HDL, high-density lipoprotein. So if you're worried about cardiovascular issues, inflammation, protective aspects of HDL, again, the same thing that's going to address the blood sugar is going to also address the healthy cholesterol that we want to see in these children as well.
Yeah. Well, and Robert, I mean, originally, you remember what the problem with Avandia was? It was cardiac problems.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was all heart.
People to have heart attacks.
Right.
And so even after they've done this study,
mm-hmm.
this doctor comes out and says, well, given the problems with Avandia, we're not recommending it at this time. What do you mean? You've just published a study. You've put it out there. It is now being broadcast on the news outlet saying kids with type 2 diabetes, we found the answer.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We're not recommending it at this time. Come on.
Really? Really amazing. And, you know, this is the point. If you go to the so-called medical pundits in the mainstream media, whether it be, you know, on the Sunday morning shows or whether it be the evening shows on the CNNs of the world, when they cover this, even Sanjay Gupta, the brain surgeon, they're still not going to give you this kind of perspective to let you know the conflicts of interest behind this or the fact that we know for a fact, clinically speaking, the real evidence-based medicine that we've witnessed firsthand personally, that we can reverse these diseases through nutrition, which then becomes, oh my goodness, that is the blasphemy. That is where the dietetics organizations or licensing boards have to go after people in whatever state they're in to shut down this flow of information because it shuts down their inflow, economic inflow, if you will, of this mandated medical monopoly system that would poison, admittedly, poison these kids with type 2 diabetes. What are they concerned about again? Heart disease, right? Cardiovascular disease and liver toxicity. What do the drugs do? Well, as you said, remember Avandia? Heart disease? Glucophage? Liver toxicity? Anybody? And yet, the focal point that we talk about here, detoxification? No, that's radical. That's unproven. That's not scientific. Oh, that's quackery, right? And
yes.
We're here to tell you the only quackery are the quacks that are drugging children at a 2-for-1 ratio now because one wasn't good. Double is better. That's like saying, well, if a little bit of arsenic is okay, let's just load them up. Double down on the arsenic, double down on the mercury, double down on anything toxic because, listen, one is never enough. A little is never enough. More is always better. And, of course, we know more is always toxic. Everything we want to do is utilizing what we call the law of the minimal dose. Super Don, what an interesting story to have to cover on top of the doubling down on breastfeeding.
Never a dull moment when it comes to the media cycle. One really quick last point that I want to make on this.
Sure.
For the study, it says they had almost 700 obese children aged 10 to 17 with type 2 diabetes. They were randomly assigned to metformin alone, metformin plus Avandia, or metformin along with intensive lifestyle changes and diet and exercise, they always leave out the control group that we wish they would throw in there. How about the group that got no Avandia, no metformin, and maybe tried something else?
Right.
Never a part of the study, right?
No, so there's no true placebo group. That's the interesting thing, and I'm glad you brought that up. In many of these drug studies, they never go back to the original point where there were no drugs available. They only want to compare it from one drug to the other. Therefore, everybody is sort of equal in terms of the toxic influx. So when they see all the side effects, they're comparing the side effects to the side effects instead of to kids that are not having any side effects because they're not on the drugs and they're just doing dietary shifts. So again, more things that they don't bring up when the mainstream media medical pundits cover these stories and neglect to say that the study was designed without a true placebo. Gold standard, if you will, in the studies that they kind of throw at the natural product community to say, oh, you haven't conducted this. In the meantime, we have real evidence in that people are getting well and they're absolutely sharing it with others. And of course, that's where the trouble begins. You need a license to talk about this stuff. Forget it.
If you're a blogger in North Carolina, watch out.
Yeah. But again, now we know that in this case, Dr. Batar to the rescue. If there's a problem with Steve Cooksey, he can operate under the license of Dr. Batar. That was so cool when he said that.
I cannot wait to see if that actually happens. How much fun are we going to have with that?
Yeah. Well, we are going to have a lot more fun because that's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We make fun and light of things that sometimes are dark and dangerous because we can't be all doomy and gloomy here. No, not here, not now, not ever on the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is where we spotlight the things you need to know to be healthy and to walk through life without the fear that is imposed upon you from above, whether it be the dietetics board or otherwise. A little update on the Steve Cooksey situation, another article from National News. I'll talk about constitutional freedoms or limitations of your freedom to speak. What is it going to be? I'll tell you after this.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck. Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world and a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I keep hinting that there's a lot more behind the scenes of the North Carolina Dietetics Board attack on the blogger by the name of Steve Cooksey that we featured here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. A couple of articles have been written on Natural News, the original Carolina Journal, Sarah Burrows wrote, and there's a lot more behind the scenes. All I'm telling you is that we're working on this thing, and it's big. But I wanted to let you know this latest article that Ethan Huff put out about it. North Carolina Board violated U.S. Constitution in threatening nutrition blogger. Now, I know if you're going to talk to an establishment politician, and this could be on the federal level or the state level, or a judge for that matter, and you bring up a constitutional issue in most courts, they're going to say, not applicable. Okay, bring up the Constitution. Sometimes you'll just annoy them. But it really is a critical point to understand here that the constitutionally protected rights, remember, a constitutional right is not one granted to you by the Constitution. Did you know that? No, you don't get your rights from that piece of paper. Even though the founding fathers were veritable geniuses at their time because they understood history, they understood the contemporary, and they understood where the future could be or go based on what they put down in that Constitution and the Declaration of Independence that preceded it. So you may call me a stickler, but I think it's important to utilize the language appropriately because lest you'll get tripped up by saying, well, you violated my constitutional rights. No, constitutionally protected. The Constitution was there designed to protect it. Of course, the paper couldn't do it, but the people had to step up and say, no, not going there, not coming on board here, because this is a place where we call it the land-based common law, and you're not going to bring the law of the sea here. Uh-oh, now I stepped in it, didn't I? I said the law of the sea, didn't I? Admiralty law jurisdiction. How do you get into this, Robert? Well, we get into courts of equity versus, the admiralty versus common law courts, constitutional recognition, etc. And you understand, if you ever watched The Love Boat, come on, Captain Steubing, remember that? He could marry you when you're on the ship. Basically, the law of the sea means you're stepping into this admiralty jurisdiction where there is no law except that which the captain deems to be the law. Literally, that's it. Admiralty, it's the whim of the captain. And much of what you see happening in the United States today, on the state level even, is much like that. Courts inequity. This is why a blogger like Stephen Cooksey could be taken out to the woodshed, right? By the American Dietetics Association, potentially. Because we've all accepted a substandard way of living. Not under common law, but under an admiralty jurisdiction or equity jurisdiction. In other words, everything's commercial now. You have been commercialized. You've been corporatized. You're a corporation. You're no longer a human being endowed with rights coming from your creator. Remember the Declaration of Independence. So when you claim constitutional rights, you're actually claiming to have rights that are lower than the rights you're actually born with. Less than, if you will. Allowed to be adjudicated out of existence, allowed to be executive ordered out of existence, allowed to be congressionally written out of existence. And no, those you can't do because your rights are much different than what they call rights, even constitutional rights, which in reality are merely privileges. I always bring up chapter 2 of one of my favorite books, Good to Be King, by my dear friend Michael Badnarik. What's the difference between a right and a privilege? My goodness, just read that chapter. You can download it for free at constitutionpreservation.org. You'll understand more of what I'm trying to relate to you here as it relates to the blogger, Cooksey, and the dietetics board. Because basically, what Cooksey did was potentially threaten. You know, normally in common law, you have an injured party, right? Someone's actually hurt, right? I joked one time about the ticketing for, well, your curb, you're up on the sidewalk. Listen, oh man, your tire's touching the curb. Now, where's the crime in that? But somebody could write you a ticket under equity law. In other words, you have not actually harmed anybody, but the state claims to have been harmed by it or injured, and it must be made whole by giving it money, a fine for parking too close to the curb or too far away for that matter. Whereas in the common law, there has to be someone who is injured. Now, who's the injured party? Now, in reality, there's no injury. There is no injury in the case of Steve Cooksey talking about how he healed from diabetes, right? There's no injury in that, except the Dietetics Association said, whoa, you tell people that, they're not going to come to us. Therefore, we will be harmed in equity. We will be harmed economically. Now, of course, it's a completely fairy tale kind of made up kind of harm, but that's how this goes. They control speech because you're no longer operating under a duly ordained and established constitution on the federal level or the state level when you have state boards of licensure. Licensing is in violation of what we would call constitutional provisions that would protect freedom of speech. Now you've just limited speech. You've granted special status, a special monopoly to a small group of people. Used to be men only. It doesn't matter now. It's about certain people that have qualified themselves under these licensure laws. Now, they could be absolute nimrods, which many dietitians are, but they'll be qualified to get a license. And therefore, under the vague statutes, they can say anything they want, and you can't say squat. If you do, they can bring you up on charges that you're trying to be like them without having the appropriate license. Not that you want to be like them, because if you would be like them, you'd actually be hurting people instead of helping people. So now, if we bring up the Constitution again, and you'll hear sometimes in courts of law, don't bring up the Constitution in this court. It's because they're not operating under the Constitution. And they'll say, well, this has no place here. Now, how are you going to get out of this? Now, what you'll find is that they'll pay lip service in the media and other things. And the dietitians board is smart here. They're like, once they saw that a reporter was going to cover this story, they knew they wanted out fast because there's no way they can win the public relations battle, even though we have evidence that they are working with undercover, if you will, PR firms to establish things in the social media blogosphere. Of course, they already own the old media. They simply write a press release, send it out and say, well, this blogger was obviously harming people by telling them that they could heal from their diabetes without medication. And so the sleeping masses that still watch Fox News, CNBC, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, and on, would dutifully go, that's Steve Cooksey. He's a great danger. We needed to shut him down. Thank goodness for those licensure boards. Thank goodness that they licensed dietitians or else we would all die of starvation. Of course, the furthest thing from the truth. So we're left with, again, the question of, well, what do we do here? Well, right now, they don't want to confront this head on. Because if they do, more of you will learn about the fact that the Constitution is no longer in force or effect. So they're going to pay, again, as I said, lip service on this issue. They're going to back off, pretend it didn't happen. They're going to try to do whatever they can to make this go away. And Steve Cooksey could come out and cure cancer on his blog at this point. I don't think they want to touch it. Especially now that Dr. Bittar says, come on, you can come under my license there in North Carolina. That is way cool. So what do we have? Constitutional rights? No, we've got inalienable rights endowed to each of us by our Creator. But the First Amendment does, in fact, say that this, you know, and this is true on the state level and the federal level, that Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. We shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. It doesn't say, except for what annoys the North Carolina Board of Dietetics and Nutrition. They added the "and nutrition" to sound a little better. But the reality is, that's what they're saying. You annoyed us, therefore we are going to stop you from speaking, stop you from communicating. But we've long since accepted this as a way of life in America. Just look at the dietary supplement industry, because how many companies can actually label truthfully what their product does? I've said it time and time again on the issue of diabetes, the glucose tolerance factor chromium, GTF chromium. The companies that make it properly, if you tell them that their product, their supplement alone can reverse type 2 diabetes, they will run screaming, no, it doesn't. They'll cover their ears, go, la, 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 I can't hear you, I'm not listening. Because they know that they would be put out of business immediately. What did they violate? Did they violate your rights for knowing it? Did they speak untruthfully? No, they spoke truthfully. But the fact is, they violated in equity the monopoly of the drug industry and the dietetics industry to tell you what you can and can't know or can and can't do in relation to disease or even deficiencies. Imagine that. Cherry juice? Fine to drink cherry juice, but tell somebody it reverses gout and arthritis. Forget it. Eat an orange, yes, but if you say it's the cure for scurvy, all bets are off. Now you've gone over the top and the government wants a piece of you. So that's what I have to say for the moment. There'll probably be more discussion of this next hour. And in fact, we're going to go into the universal wild stuff that Liam Sheff likes to do from time to time. Superhero Sidekick will be back with me talking about the electric universe. And in fact, there's some fascinating stuff about the sun. The sun! They found a brown dwarf. What does this mean? And why is it hotter like 100,000 miles above the surface of the sun than the surface or the innards of the sun. This is really good stuff here. The electromagnetic universe is challenging all sense of reality. Why? To bring the power to heal back to you where it belongs, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming right back. Do some push-ups or sit-ups until I get back, okay? All right. See you in a moment.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It just takes some time, a little good, and a little out the right. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright, alright. It just takes some time, a little good, and a little out the right. Everything, everything.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to one-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from one-stop-health-shop.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda.
the voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I hope no one's getting all depressed, man. It's May. It's spring in the Northern Hemisphere. You should be happy. Although, you know, May Day surroundings, people occupying stuff. And, I'm just trying to be efficient with not only my words, but our actions, perhaps, that we could be, you know, have better kung fu than those that want to rule over us and enslave us. I mean, that was, I guess, the kind of point to give you the internal machinations of the investigation we're going into regarding bloggers. Any blogger out there that could be targeted. Natural News could be targeted. Robert Scott Bell Show could be targeted for simply bringing up things, covering stories, revealing information that the, what would you say, those storied interests, those controlling interests, those corporate-influenced interests that have bought special privilege of government don't want you to know about. And I want you to know about it. In fact, there's a story here you're going to learn about right now. It's not depressing, although the story says it is. Anxiety, depression often go hand in hand with arthritis. All right, hold on. I don't have arthritis, but let me take a squirt of this. Thank you. 911 stress control, everybody. We talk about that with Dr. Frank King on the Healing Revolution. Now, there's something you can do. But depression or anxiety affects one-third of Americans with arthritis who are aged 45 or older. See, I'm over 45, but I had my arthritis when I was in grade school. I was a sixth grader diagnosed with inflamed tendons, officially known as tendonitis. I was in a brace. I was on crutches. They had to drain water off my knee. I was on non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. I was on steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. I went through the gamut to deal with something that no child should have to deal with. An injury, okay. Acute injuries happen. But to go into chronic arthritic or tendonitis type scenarios, what's that all about? And I had so many ailments and illnesses in my young life, I'm surprised I wasn't depressed. I was a bit angry. I didn't smile much. But depression, I don't know. I always looked on the bright side of life, you know. Well, give me the a little Life of Brian, if you remember that. Always look on the bright side of life. Yeah, that's it. Anxiety, depression going hand in hand with heart. Well, listen, if you're in enough pain over 45, you're going to be depressed. Pain can make you depressed. I understand that. I've been there. But the CDC has to weigh in on it, right? We can't figure this out without the Fear and Death Administration and the U.S. Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion chiming in on arthritis and depression. Even though anxiety, they say, is nearly twice as common as depression among people with arthritis, doctors tend to focus more on depression in these patients and not anxiety. Of course, they could be smoking a little ganja and knocking down their anxiety. I'm not saying you should. I'm just saying it'd be a lot safer than a lot of the things the docs are going to give you with these anti-anxiety drugs, Xanax or otherwise. The study included nearly 1,800 people with, oh, by the way, I need to remind you, if you're just tuning in, Liam Schiff, superhero sidekick, will be joining me from New York. We're going to be talking about the electric universe, brown dwarfs. I guess they could be any kind of dwarf, but this one happened to be a brown dwarf. What does it mean for the creation of the universe and the Big Bang Theory that did not happen? We're going to get to that. And that's electromagnetic discussion a little bit later on. But for now, we're talking arthritis, depression, anxiety, CDC, FDA, the Bill of Rights. Yeah, we always throw the Bill of Rights there anyway. Reminding you again, as I said last hour, the end of last hour, that your rights come from a far higher place than the federal or even state government. Now, if we got the arthritis connection to anxiety and depression, one third of the patients in this study, as they're saying, reported at least one of the two conditions, and 84% of those with depression also had anxiety. So if you had depression, you also had anxiety. Now, I've talked about in terms like my mentor described to me learning in homeopathy all those years ago, that there are kind of three pathways that you kind of pendulum swing through from the anger side all the way through to the depression, sadness side. And in between, you can often be in the frustrated realm, you know, and the frustration can lead to either anger or depression. And how frustrating must it be to be over 45 and have arthritis, realizing that the only thing the government-sanctioned, licensed, state-approved doctors are the ones that are going to give you things to suppress your pain but destroy your liver and do nothing to address the underlying cause. In the meantime, your skeletal system integrity is going to be going down, down, down. Now, one-third of patients, right? This, I mean, 33% depressed. Or anxious, or both. I understand that. So I'm not here to heap on let's say, pile on in a negative context, except to acknowledge and I feel your pain, right, kind of way, but not as a politician. I mean, literally, I've had this problem in my own life. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Because in the United States, they say 27 million people aged 25 and older. Now we're down from 45 to 25. You have youth on your side, so you might not be as depressed yet, but have osteoarthritis. And 1.3 million adults and young adults have rheumatoid arthritis. So what are we going to do? Can we now, right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show, address the arthritic scenarios, gout, inflammation of the skeletal system, musculoskeletal system, even into the fibromyalgia range? Can we talk about this? No, not if we look for permission from government, because the government says what Robert Scott Bell says is not approved. And darn straight, if they start approving what I say, you better start questioning if I've kind of lost my conscience, if you will, because government is not here to stamp approval on your thoughts or your experiences or even your training or your teaching, although we have succumbed to this viewpoint that the nanny state must stamp approval on something before we're able to believe in it, use it, much less hear it. That's why they want to limit your access to this information on the internet. That's why they attack the blogger Steve Cooksey and probably many others we've never heard about. Now, I want you to think about this just from a purely metabolic digestive function kind of scenario. If you are eating, and I know everybody's into the paleo primal diet, right? You can go off the deep end or over the deep end, so to speak. Oh, no, over the edge, off the deep end, right? Into the deep end. I don't know how these sayings go. You can do all of that. And you could end up with arthritis because what? You may have consumed far too much animal protein for the level of activity and metabolism, metabolic functions that you are engaging in, right? So if you're sedentary and you're going on a high animal protein diet, not going to work. The primal diet, if you talk about it, is primal because you're moving. You're using your body. You're exercising in ways that are more primal. And then, yes, you should not have a problem. But if somebody comes into this with already deficient liver pathways of elimination, like so many do, what we call here liver congestion, what do you do then? Because you realize, or I hope you would realize, in the process of metabolizing these complex animal proteins, the breakdown of this, one of the breakdown waste products is known as uric acid. Now, when you hear uric acid, you go, oh man, I saw that TV commercial. I got to buy me some Euloric. Doctor, help me. Can I get some Euloric? And if you like the FDA so much, they might make it so you don't even have to get a prescription from your doctor to buy a prescription drug. That's how bad and how desperate the drug industry is getting. And you know what's funny about that? It's like the doctors that wanted licensure, special status, elevated status, they're getting screwed big time because they used to be the gateway. And here they are contemplating. It's right here in the Washington Times. I've got, by the way, all the links are up there at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. And you can call me 866-939-2355 if you want to call BS on this. No, it's right here. You link up. You'll see it. FDA may let patients buy drugs without prescriptions. Move would increase patients' out-of-pocket costs. But who cares? You'll get it. You won't have to pay for the doctor. And so this is what they're trying to do, is trim their burgeoning health care costs in government to say, hey, we don't have enough doctors. We can't pay enough doctors. Hey, just get your own script here, okay? Just like in Mexico, go get your own script. So this is coming to America, third world medicine coming to America thanks to the economic medical monopoly. All right, enough on that. Let's get back to arthritis. So we want to digest the proteins. One of the byproducts or metabolites, if you will, is the uric acid. Now, uric acid, if it's not removed via the liver, it can accumulate anywhere in the body. In history, they talk about the gout, the eruptions of gout, the inflammation, redness, pain, swelling. It's intense. It's not lovely at all. Gout usually happens at the big toe, but can happen anywhere. Any joint is susceptible for an accumulation of this metabolic waste product that you know what to do with. And so if your liver is insufficient, that means you're likely selenium deficient. You're not producing glutathione efficiently, etc. And so you're not able to transform the uric acid into the salt of the acid, to the sodium urate, for instance, to the urine, so you can, may I be bold, pee it out, for instance, right? And that's where it's lacking. And at that point, now you've got a metabolic waste accumulating in the tissues of the body. And if you have a certain body type, like the millions that I quoted in this article evidently do, what did they say? Was it 27 million Americans that are under 25? Yeah. or no, they're 25 and older. I apologize. I mean, although I know younger people with it and younger people with rheumatoid arthritis, this is where it starts. Now, if you add to the mix the pesticides, the herbicides, the fungicides, the additives, the preservatives, the flavorings, the colorings, etc., now the GMOs, you've got an inflammatory cocktail that we never had in history when it was simply excess consumption of animal protein, far too much for your sedentary lifestyle. So what can we do besides, of course, modifying the diet and becoming more active? Well, yes, you can utilize more of the selenium, etc., that we've talked about as well. But I want to get into the homeopathic realm because so few people do in radio, in broadcast media. Occasionally they'll do it, but we can do it anytime we want. But I don't want to overwhelm you with Latin because you'll think I'm Harry Potter. That's what Super Don says anyway. So one of the most important remedies that you can utilize is colchicum. C-O-L-C-H-I-C-U-M. But more common than colchicum to, let's say, the average person that goes into a health food store for a homeopathic remedy is poison ivy. In Latin, it's called Rus toxicodendron. Rus tox. This is an excellent remedy because it tends to help the body bind out this uric acid along with some other things that we would do, the colchicum I mentioned. Also, though, I always want to start with a dose of homeopathic bryonia, Bryonia alba, or a liver drainage complex, like a liver detox. King Bio has that as well. And that will begin to shore up the liver function so it can now begin to take the uric acid and process it appropriately. So starting with bryonia, going into colchicum, going into rustox. There's also guaiacum, sabina. There are a number of remedies that could be helpful here, and there are also complexes that could be utilized. But I want to reiterate this as well, because it's often overlooked, that the very same thing that causes inflammation of the musculoskeletal system is the very same thing that causes inflammation of the circulatory system, leading to cardiovascular events or diseases. So remember this, drink lots of water, stop fearing for your cholesterol, elevate your HDL with the GTF chromium if you are concerned at all, but help your liver to heal, and now you'll see that your cholesterol levels will normalize as to what you are genetically predisposed to be. Okay, that's a different story. Going to take a break, got a few minutes before we're going to bring up a superhero sidekick, Liam Sheff, maybe get more into the Prescription Freedom Act, I guess it's called. No more scripts from doctors, imagine that. Hey, docs, how you feeling about that? Losing your monopoly? Losing your religion. I'll tell you why I'm not too upset about that after this.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health, guaranteed? Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Oh, and if you couldn't tell, that story about the arthritis, depression, anxiety was really designed to throw a wider net around people coming in with pain to also get you on anti-anxiety and antidepressant medications. And why not just bypass the doctors at this point, right? I mean, my goodness, they're not reading the studies. They're just writing you the scripts for what they're being told by the cheerleader drug sellers, right? They come in, they look pretty, and they sell you here, prescribe this. I'll send you to Hawaii if you prescribe enough of it. And so now the FDA considering, because, of course, the abhorrent cost of medical care, which is not health care, as you know, it's disease management, symptom management. So if all you want to do is manage your symptoms, seriously, why do you need a doctor to manage your symptoms? I mean, you might have doctors to manage the side effects or give you other drugs to help manage the side effects that are basically new inflammation diseases, new liver toxicity diseases that arise from your dunderheaded reliance on FDA suppression techniques, so to speak. But the FDA says over-the-counter distribution would let patients get drugs for many common conditions without the time and expense of visiting a doctor. Again, doctor, feeling good about this? You're hosed, but that's what you get when you go into bed with government. The smart doctors want a separation of medicine and state, and you know I support them here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The problem, though, is medicine is not that simple, according to Dr. Matthew Mintz, an internist at George Washington University Hospital. You can't just follow the rules and weigh all the pros and cons. It needs to be individualized. Oh, you don't say, doctor. Individualization of treatment. Well, why not just mass drug everybody? I mean, that's what much of the medical profession does at all. Dr. Mintz is correct. You must individualize treatment. But at this point, what is it going to matter if we just bypass the docs? Because right now, the drug companies do it all the time. You go in to ask for your doctor to give you a script anyway. So he's basically just a pill pusher. Who needs that? Cut out the middleman. Save all the money. And the smart people will reject it all, and they'll find the doctors that aren't poisoning the people. Poisoning their patients. And that's where we would need to be going. But right now, it's all about cost. It's all about what they call rationing care. And this is a way they're rationing you doctors right out of your profession. How do you feel about that? Now, of course, I'm not advocating that anybody can cut you open and do surgery without training. But therein lies the ability of the market to sort it out. As long as you'd be held for a truthful and non-misleading standard, that is, you can't lie about what you are or lie about the training you don't have and claim that you do have it. I mean, I couldn't hang my shingle as a pediatric surgeon like my friend Dr. Mark Chait, who you've heard on this program, nor would I want to. But if somebody did, they could be busted pretty bad, and you don't need licensure laws to bust them. That would be laws of fraud, laws of, let's say, damage, let's say, to a patient that succumbed to the fraud. That was surgically altered, but you see that already. I mean, it happens in the liposuction realm. I mean, I heard about a story in Florida where some people were doing these parties and they were injecting like butt cement. I don't know what this stuff was to make a bigger butt. It was like cement of some kind. Into your butt. Now, do you need laws that say, well, you were practicing plastic surgery without a license? No, this is a supreme violation of your right to life. Perhaps because it could end your life, much less your property, which is damaged, which is you, your body, which, of course, the government claims ownership of, which is why, again, they come back to you, Steve Cooksey, and say, you can't speak about these things for which we prohibit that speech, right? Limiting of speech. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech, right? But they do it all the time under the guise of commercial speech. Somehow that's different because we are no longer living in a constitutional republic. Well, we are living in an electromagnetic universe, but they don't want you to know that either. But who does? Liam Sheff, superhero sidekick, and we are going to visit that electromagnetic universe now that we've gotten all of our arthritis, diabetes, anxiety, and depression taken care of without permission of the American Medical Association or the American Dietetics Association. Oh my gosh, how are we going to survive? Well, we are, because you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show, back with superhero sidekick Liam Sheff after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hello.
Hello!
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, I was talking to Liam Sheff on the break, and he's not upset that Barack Obama was joking about eating dogs, and yet Liam is a vegetarian. Are you a live and let live kind of guy, Liam? What's going on here?
I'm a live and let die kind of guy.
You live, okay, all right. But, you know, there are a lot of people. Listen,
what did Paul McCartney mean anyway? In this ever-changing world in which we live in? Did he really say that?
But he's British. He can make it up as he goes. He's British. He can do whatever he wants.
Sir Paul.
Sir Paul, exactly. He's a sir. So the – well, listen, we'll be critical of President Obama, the Manchurian candidate, but He's a funny guy, we have to admit. He was at the White House Correspondents' Press Dinner or whatever, and this is a time where always presidents are given jokes to read or say or speak, and there's outrage about him joking about eating dogs. I don't know the whole backstory on this, but why doesn't this upset you?
Well, give me the joke.
I didn't hear the joke. I just know that people were upset about it. I'm thinking, all right, joke, eating dogs. I'm thinking, okay, culturally, that's probably not going to go over well in Peoria, even though he's from Illinois, sort of.
I just – because, okay, as somebody who doesn't cut animals into pieces to shove into my face, because I'm better than other people. No, I'm kidding. I grew up – I ate so many animals growing up. I had enough. You know, I mean, I ate a lot of everything. I grew up in parts of Pennsylvania, which is sort of like deep Germany. You cut animals. You eat stuff you don't even – they even say, we can't tell you what this is. It's disgusting.
Right.
We took everything we could find on the slaughterhouse floor, and we packed it together.
Mm-hmm.
And we fried it in its own blood and fat. Here, it's good for you. I felt sick. I had so much meat growing up. I still, even thinking about it, sometimes get grossed out. And I still like to, I mean, I just still trying to cleanse them. It's just too much. So I don't, I mean, to me, animals, I mean, cows, what do they gestate for a year or more? They give, you know, live birth. They love their young. So do, I don't, I'm not
well,
that
and now
chickens.
They've been, Liam, they've been granted, as of yesterday, I covered the story, they've been granted the ability to opt out of antibiotics. By the FDA.
That's nice.
That
was nice. Not us, but them.
Them, exactly. That was Super Don's point as well. It's amazing how we'll give more rights and freedoms to cows to opt out of antibiotics, but none to humans because they'll come and confiscate the human babies.
And pigs are very, very smart. In a lot of places, they're kept as pets, and they're really, you know, very wonderful pets. There are all kinds of different pigs. We just, you know, we just torture them and cut them into pieces. We feed them, God, recycled plastic pellets and newspaper and wastewater and feces from other animals. It's disgusting. We feed them under other rendered animals. It's just beyond
but
the pale. So why should I get upset? Look, you know, dogs, I don't eat dogs, but in the history of the world, people have eaten cats and dogs and rodents. And if you ate smaller animals, by the way, you'd probably be healthier. Like if you ate rabbits and game animals that you caught, and you'd be healthier than if you ate these factory-farmed monstrosities. I've said this on the show. If you really want to end animal suffering, write your letters, but
make everybody hunt their own food, and you'd find a lot of people would become vegetarians overnight.
No, well they'd pay somebody to... You know, there's always some way around that. But I'm not saying – I don't think people should be vegetarians. If I had to eat – if I had to, you know, hunt to eat or fish to eat, I would. I'd bop a fish on the head. Sorry, Mr. Fish.
You could see you with your caveman bopping fish stick.
Yes. But, you know, I'd say a little prayer to the fish god and thank the universe for providing and sort of –
And by the way, Vice President Joe Biden said – Barack Obama speaks softly and carries a big stick, and some people thought that was funny too.
I don't know what he was that a dirty joke?
Well, I think that's what people were insinuating. I have no idea, but there's a lack of ability to laugh, and I understand why. Because
he speaks softly. And he doesn't speak that softly.
No, he doesn't.
I mean, no, he's put it through the NDAA and the Homeland Security has 470. Hollow point bullet. That's not speaking softly. You know what? He was funny at the thing, though. Mm-hmm. He riffs. He's witty. He banters. The people who programmed him for the Manchurian candidacy left his whatever. You know,
his
comedy
intact,
bolt in his head.
Yeah, but also on the issue of eating animals, it's a cultural thing as well, and as well a survival thing, because depending on the situation you're in, the culture you're in, you're going to have a different perspective on what is normal to eat.
Yeah. All right. So I have a friend from. I've had plenty of friends, but I was talking with a friend, and he's Korean in background, and the joke, he just talked about growing up and the joke about dogs and this sort of thing, that people eat dogs, and he said, you know, that only really happened in famine. I mean, that's – people were starving to death. They didn't want to eat their dogs. On the other hand, let me say again – that you hypocrites, hipócritas out there, you know, you get the other people to cut big cows into small pieces with chainsaws. They're strung up. They're still alive. They cut their hooves off. They split them down the middle.
Horrific.
They're still alive.
Absolutely horrific.
It is. It's factory farming, and that's what you're getting unless you're going out of your way to get grass-fed. And still, they still have to stun the animal. These are big, rather noble animals. I like the fact that the Indians worship cows. They wouldn't be better off if they ate all of them, by the way, because the cows are tractors. The cows...
Sure, they do the work.
They do. Yeah, they're not better. And they do, by the way. Indians do eat cows. It's a myth that they don't.
But as far as I know, they don't force their cows into accepting antibiotics against their will. So it's
no.
The Hindu cows have a little bit more freedom to say no.
They are feeding them GMO stuff. India's a mess with GMOs.
Oh, my
it's
gosh.
It's a disaster.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, here's my tip. That singer, McLaughlin, is that a singer?
Sarah McLaughlin.
Yeah. She does this thing where she goes on TV and she cries. Well, she makes everybody want to cry, and she poses with these nice dogs that have been hurt. So here's my solution. I've said it before. I'll say it again. You want to send your letters to Liam Sheff, care of Barack Obama, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. If you want to end animal suffering, just put three letters, BBQ, at the end of ASPCA. Anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, let's get a little bit more universal in our discussion so we won't upset the vegetarians or the Koreans. Or anybody else for that matter. But actually, we're going to upset some astrophysicists or astronomers. Who would be most upset about this story about cold stars? Stars as cool as the human body. Let's bring back Fonzie.
That's very cool, right? It's not very hot.
Yes.
Now, we've talked about the electric universe. There's a video up on my YouTube site, owned by whoever owns YouTube, Google, I guess, about the electric universe. And the universe is electric. It's full of plasma. And this is going to be in my book. Book's out in about 3 weeks. I'm just wrapping it up. Got the whole chapter on the electric universe and the expanding Earth. You look at outer space, it's not a big dead empty. It's all charged particles. Stars are actually heated from the outside. They're anodes. They're collecting points for electric current or electron flow, ion flow in space. That's why the sun is millions of degrees hotter outside in the corona than it is on the surface, which is relatively cool. Now, if stars are heated from the outside, that model works. If stars are a nuclear bomb in the middle, you can't have a nuclear bomb in the middle being much cooler on the surface than it is 10,000 miles away, but that's what happens with the sun. Now, there's this whole new... study of stars. They're called low glow stars or brown dwarfs. And NASA, who wants to believe that all stars are nuclear bombs in space, calls them failed stars. Well, it's just failed thinking. They're not failed stars.
Yeah, I mean, so how does a star fail? I mean, that's a kind of weird thing to think in those terms of a pass or fail. I mean, I'm going to give you a passing grade star because you're warmer than this one. You're a cold star. You failed. Well, we failed. What did you fail? I mean, the theory or the idea of how the universe works, that it's all about cold fusion or hot fusion, or what is again, we're going into the electric universe reality versus the so-called Big Bang abominable theory.
The abominable theory of Big Bangness. Yeah, there's no Big Bang. Nobody knows the beginning or end of time. That's a myth. They just put that there because we're storytellers. We're a storytelling species. And they cling to it. But space is machined and powered by electromagnetic currents. Stars are anodes. They're receptor points for an electron flow. So if you have some of these things will receive very low current, and they'll glow very low. And they call these hot Jupiters, or they call them brown dwarfs. And now they say that they have a new kind of telescope that looks at the infrared spectrum, not the visible light and not radio waves, but the infrared spectrum. And this allows them to see very, very, very dim objects. No, I don't mean Joe Biden.
Now, you weren't looking at me when you said that, were you?
I don't mean Joe Biden from a distance, but poor Joe.
Oh no!
No respect.
Applicable.
They tell you, they give me no respect.
Applicable, though. Applicable. So a whole different way to look at these things. So what are they having to now back off of, or are they just saying, well, this is just an exception to the rule instead of bending it?
Well, the rule, yeah, I mean, it's the rule that's becoming the exception. So they're finding hundreds and hundreds, and you know, they're going to be at millions at some point of these hot Jupiters. They're 6 to 70 times the size of Jupiter. This one that they're looking at is about 7-8 times the size of Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
It's how hot is it? They call it a star. It has a faint glow, but how hot is it? It's 80 to 160 degrees Fahrenheit.
Dude, how can that be a star? We're told stars can melt you if you just get anywhere like near them.
It's because stars are heated from the outside, and this one is receiving a very, very faint glow. It's just in a very weak field, and it's receiving a low electron flow, and so it glows dimly. And these things have large cocoon like light. The thing that they're looking at, you know, might even have a couple of rocky planets swirling around within that temperature range, and that's a very ideal place. I don't need a modifier for ideal. That's an ideal place for life to form.
I think that there was a song, "You Might As Well Be Walking on the Sun." Now they were talking about a brown dwarf, we find out, because you could.
Yes, a brown dwarf, an Hispanic dwarf, a Caucasian. No. I misunderstood.
Liam, now think about this concept, because people are going, wait, I mean, the suns are being heated from the outside. Wait a second. But think about in terms of the temperature outside in the summer. Is it being heated from underground, or is it being heated from above? But then they'll say, well, it's the sun that's heating us up, but the sun is an internal furnace. No one's heating up the sun.
Well, of course, the sun is not an internal furnace, because if you look at that, then the sun should be hotter on the surface and hotter beneath the surface. The sun's about 6,000 degrees on the surface, and it cools down into the 4,000. You can see beneath the surface through the sunspots, which are their pullbacks, their holes in the atmosphere of the sun. And what you see beneath on thermal imaging looks black because it's cooler. It's not. I mean, it's thousands of degrees, but it's not. I mean, the surface is about 5,700 degrees Celsius, 6,000 Kelvin. That's what they say. You get 10,000 kilometers or so above the surface of the sun in the corona, and the thing bursts into they measure it at 2 to 10 million degrees. That's a differential of 2 to 10 million degrees, you know, minus 6,000. It's just this massive, because what you have is the converging of currents in space.
Electromagnetic currents.
Yeah.
So just to get it down to the practical of a kid that's, you know, touches a stove and burns themselves, if they put their hand a few inches above the stove, they can actually hold it there for a little bit longer before it burns. If they go a little higher, a little bit longer, which means that the heat or energy dissipates the further you are from the heat source. But what we're seeing here on the sun is that the further you go from it, it's, you know, let's say phase or surface, it's actually heating up. So it tells you there's something else at play here.
Yeah, it's a convergence spot. And because we don't work with plasma all the time, if you worked with plasma in the lab, you'd understand, we would all understand this better. Christian Birkeland was an astronomer, and an early astronomer, and really a pioneer of all of this kind of stuff. And he said that the aurora borealis was an electric flow coming from the sun. And everybody said, oh, you're crazy. It's just hot gas. It's, you know, it's stuff in our atmosphere. It's a local phenomena. Mm-hmm. And he said, no, I think this is... And he built a model. He built something called a Terella, which is like the word Earth, Terra, but it's a little Earth. And he built a magnetized Earth, and he built an ion gun and an electron gun, and he had in his lab, he built a sealed chamber, and you can look at this. Look at Christian with a K, Birkeland. We'll put up a link on the show.
Links in there.
And he shot ionized particles at a magnetically charged body, and what happens? He was able to recreate on a very small scale an aurora, a polar aurora borealis. He was able to recreate rings, like rings of Saturn, just by shooting an electrical beam at a magnetized.
Hold on there, partner. Now you're getting a little, I don't know if it's called a physics esotericism or something, but I want to hear more about this. You got a few more minutes to hang out with me? I have to take a break.
I do, and then New York calls me.
New York beckons you, so wrap yourself in aurora borealis. But we've got a lot more healing to go, and a little bit more with Liam Sheff, superhero psychic, proving his superhero status here, going into the sun. We're on it. We'll be right back.
You might as well be walking on the sun. You might as well be walking on the sun.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being, and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition.
adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com. For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world, a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Somebody wants to know if we're going into comic book realities here with you, Liam. I mean, come on. The heat of the sun not coming from inside. I mean, you can hear all the voices in maybe in my head. No, not in my head. Somebody else's head. They're trying to feed me. Help me, Liam. What's going on if you can create an aurora borealis, sending electron beams into charged magnetic fields and what it's creating? I mean, this is a whole other realm of reality and creation.
Help me! Help me!
Sorry, that's my imitation of The Fly. That's,
I remember that
what's his
movie.
His name Vincent Price in The Fly.
Yes.
Help me!
Does this generation see that movie?
I don't think so. They see John Carpenter's version.
No, that was David Cronenberg. That was Cronenberg. Freaky. Right.
That was a freaky one. Yeah.
That was disturbing. But I like those old 50s movies because they're really coming at the age where scientists are doing terrible things and the movies reflect this without quite knowing what they're getting into, you know, human and animal splicing. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of stuff we're living in now. And of course, the movie makes it more immediately grotesque and more disturbing. Like you see this guy's head on a fly and he's caught in a web. Yep. And then the big guy has the giant fly head. Anyway, now we have to eat that stuff. I mean, that's in our food now. The Torella, Christian Birkeland was a Norwegian physicist and in the turn of the century, 1800s, he argued that the polar lights, the aurora borealis, was a feature of the sun, was interaction with the sun and the earth. And people said, oh, you're crazy. Well, he more or less stuck with it, and he made such great progress that they sort of had to acknowledge he was onto it. But it took, I think, I'm just going to say it took until the 70s. I'm going to say until the 70s. Mm. When imaging satellites were able to get out in space and look at the magnetic lines coming from the sun. They were able to read the magnetic signatures or radioactive signature. And they say, you know what, this is a electromagnetic signature coming from the sun, and it is hitting the Earth, and boy, he was right. So he built in his lab something called a Terrella, and it's a metal-charged, and you can look it up, T-E-R-R-E-L-L-A, Terrella. It's like the stuff you put on peanut butter that tastes like hazelnuts. It's exactly the same. Isn't that?
No, that's Nutella. They got in trouble for claiming they were so all healthy, a healthy spread for your bread.
Oh, did they? Well, yeah. How healthy can you be when you're like 80% sugar?
Yeah, I wonder.
So he built this thing, and he directed rays at it, electrons, cathode rays, and he's by increasing certain variables, you know, the magnetic force of the metal of the object of the sphere, the Earth, the little Earth, or the flow of he's getting auroras on the poles, polar auroras, and then changing it, and he's getting rings. He can make it look like the sun. Well, what does the surface of the sun look like up close? Imaging satellites, very powerful satellites. It's not. What do you think? What would you say it is? What does the surface of the sun look like? What would you say?
Oh, I think it's a teenager with acne.
Okay, it's bumpy.
I don't know. Constantly moving. I see movement.
Right. It's definitely moving. It's made actually of tornadoes. The whole surface looks like
vortices.
Yeah, it looks like hellfire and damnation tornadoes. They're these plasma arc mode tornadoes. They're vortices. They spread out, and when they pull back over a little area, when there's an interruption in the electromagnetic charge, you see the undersurface, and that's called a sunspot. It's not a spot on top. It's a pulling away. It's actually a sun hole.
Yeah. So inside it, you get this darker area. Is it supposed to be hotter in the sunspot or cooler?
It's supposed to be hotter, but it's cooler. It's supposed to be hotter in the official version, because the official version says that it has to be a nuclear bomb in space. But they only came to that probably in the 50s. I mean, probably around the Manhattan Experiment. Before that, it was a fire in space, but it's not. If we did this kind of stuff that Christian Birkeland was doing, if we in our science classes worked with Geissler tubes and neon tubes, which are all plasma, people used to do arc welding, you know, you could train in welding. Mm-hmm. They still do it, but I mean, you know, we had machine shops and you could do some welding. In school even, we had what did we used to call that? Shop class.
Shop class, oh yeah. And then there was geology, which sometimes they called rocks for jocks.
Yeah, I liked geology. Geology was cool. I liked biology, but I liked geology too, because you're digging into the Earth. What's this thing made of? You know, we only live on the very tippy top surface of the Earth. The analogy, I think the correct analogy is, if you took saran wrap, wrapped it around a basketball and held it tight, that's where we live. We live in that plastic thin layer on top of the giant globe. We've only dug about, geologists have only dug about 9 miles or so into the Earth. The Earth's 8,000 miles thick. We're never going to see the middle. We don't know what the middle is. Some people argue that it's there. You know, planets are expanding like geodes. So, you know, I mean, have you ever seen a geode?
Oh, yeah.
They're solid rocks that aren't solid. They grow and they expand and they grow and they expand. And how do they do it? They accumulate information through the surface. You don't see them doing it, but they grow. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's more than on heaven and earth than is in our philosophy, to quote
Horatio.
Edward Devere.
Hello, Horatio.
Hello, Horatio. Right. So what we have now are scientists admitting that space is filled with low glow stars, and that should just sink the whole notion of the nuclear bomb in space, because you can't have an 80 degree nuclear explosion.
Yeah, 80 degrees Fahrenheit, it's the new nuclear, it's much cooler. Like I said, bring back Fonzie. I wasn't kidding. Now, if I remember, Liam, you bring this up, and I'm thinking back to my childhood looking at the sun, it's like, okay, things we learn have to have fuel, right? Internal combustion engines, they run out of fuel, they don't combust. And I was thinking, where are they getting all this extra fuel for billions and billions of years? It just never runs out. Well, you know, spontaneous fuel combustion. It made no sense. And now what we're saying here with the electric universe is that it isn't just about what's there in this orb, so to speak, but it's what it's being constantly fed through electromagnetic radiation or energies.
Right, through what are called Birkeland currents, named after Christian Birkeland. Just the same things that are pummeling into Earth's poles are pummeling into the sun. they're just very much more powerful. And the sun is an anode. It's a collecting point for them. It's a very, very large, probably in many ways a dense gaseous body.
And Liam, I have to ask you, because you're working on this, and I know people are going to be wanting to read your book. We're anxious to read it.
It's a very cool book, by the way. It's not a boring book.
It would not be. Absolutely not. No, none of this is boring, although
now, you'll have a review, by the way, copy coming up.
So. I shall be forward-looking to it. And, of course, those of our listeners that are on drugs might be droning out and seeing psychedelia as we're speaking right now, but what practical, Liam, can come from this information? Or is this something that goes, oh, what's the difference? Doesn't matter anyway. I mean, does it matter? And if it does, how does it matter?
Oh, yeah. Not to make it a matter joke. It doesn't matter that the universe provides infinite energy to stars. No, I mean, we're going and killing hundreds of thousands of people in the Middle East to dig up some dead leaves or whatever oil is, whatever it is. I don't know. I think who knows if it's produced by planets. But we're going and killing people for tar.
Doesn't this beg the question of Nikola Tesla again, of what he was saying, that, maybe there was something to it?
Nikola Tesla was a genius. He was a wonderful mind. The free energy concept, that kind of stuff, I think that we're going to have to build our way to understanding. I think the way to go is by harnessing all the energies that are available on Earth that are solar-driven. Wind is solar-driven, and sun is solar-driven, and we could blanket so many sunny areas, so many of these sun-receiving areas in this country and throughout India and Asia, and we could power the world. Yeah, it takes energy to build the solar arrays. It's not a free thing. But once we get there and we begin to work with this, and the human mind begins to unravel a little bit of these energy signatures, we might have a great leap and go, wow.
What about some of the internal workings of the planet, though? There is some element of heat, obviously, from within the planet as well.
It's a very hot planet beneath the surface, as far as anybody knows, but we've only dug 9 miles down, and we're not going to dig much further. They do, sonic readings. They're still stuck on the model, though, that Earth is undergoing subduction all over the place.
Right, that it's not growing.
Instead of understanding that it's probably gently expanding. Meanwhile, NASA looks at other moons and says that they seem to be having tectonic fissures, but there's no subduction. And we talked about this in the same show. You can look for the video on YouTube. Oh, we'll link it. But, planets probably gently expand. Nobody can say otherwise. The Wikipedia, where information goes to die, puts up the outstanding line that Earth is the only planet with subduction. Mm-hmm. And subduction's the idea that, 10,000-mile swaths of ocean floor just decide to jump through the ocean floor and recycle inside. It doesn't even make sense. It's just mind-numbingly stupid.
I always thought subduction would be more appropriately described like duck subways or something. You just got to go on. I mean, it's so senseless when you step back and think about it. Subduction.
Oh, dear God.
Subduction.
I'm going to go look for some ducks on the subway.
You tell me if you see any, and you quack at them, too.
Look, the world's much more interesting than NASA allows, and this is definitely the kind of fun I'm having in the book and why I like the book, because you'll be able to take this thing and you'll be able to move from all of the hidden secrets and hidden stories, all from the back, and it's all on the record. I'm not making up aliens in the moon pulling your strings. I mean, I'm just looking at what's available in terms of data from CIA and JFK and 9/11 to HIV vaccines, and then we're going to get into electric space, expanding Earth, and I'm very happy with it. It's very cool because I think that these things all weave into each other.
Well, not only do you want to hear about it and read about it, but I want to see it, and we're going to see you very soon in Chicago, Schaumburg, Illinois at the Health Freedom Expo, as well as Alive New York, if you can make it back into that stinky city that you're in right at the moment. Alive New York, June 29th through 30th. So we got a couple of great opportunities to connect with your book, get you to sign it in person when it's out there, as well as learn more about it and some of the lectures you'll be giving.
Absolutely doodly.
All right, well, we'll talk with you more this week. We're about out of time for today's show, but what a really great show it was and is when you stop by.
Thanks for letting me stop by.
Oh, Liam, he's so...
I feel like we should be singing the little song to the trolley. It's a beautiful day to stop by Robert Scott Bell's show.
Isn't he so squeezably soft? All right. let's take off for a day, shall we? We'll be back tomorrow with more powerful healing on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio.
Because
the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Don't be afraid of your freedom.
Scott Bell Show.